A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to A Slob Comes Clean, the podcast. I'm Dana White. I blog over at aslobcomesclean.com. That's where I share my personal deslobification process. As I figure out ways to keep my own home under control, I share the truth about cleaning and organizing strategies that actually work in real life. You know, for people who don't necessarily love cleaning and organizing, this is podcast number 154, and I'm calling it My Delusions About Extras. But before we get into that, today's podcast sponsor is Prep Dish. My husband and I are determined to get back on track with healthy eating. We were doing so well before the holidays, and Prep Dish honestly helps us a lot. It's a healthy subscription-based meal planning service. Every Friday, you get an email with that week's meals, grocery list, and instructions for preparing the meals. What makes Prep Dish unique is that you receive detailed instructions for prepping the week's meals ahead of time. Honestly, I usually do this on Mondays, kind of while I'm making, like I go ahead and spend a chunk of time and then go ahead and make that first day's meal. I don't know that that's why you're supposed to do it. I think a lot of people do it on the weekends. Anyway, that's what I do. I'm already in the kitchen. I just do that. But then the rest of the week, and right now, our current schedule, Mondays work well for that. So that's how that's working for us. But for the rest of the week, everything's already done. The chopping, the marinating, the sauce making, the this, that, and the other. Those things are already done. So, and sometimes you actually do like heat it up, pre-cook it, and it's ready to just be warmed up on that day. It's just, it's all done beautifully, very, very clear how you do things. But the rest of the week, the meals are super easy and fast to get on the table. And that right there eliminates so many of my personal excuses for not eating healthy, because eating healthy requires planning, and this lets them do the planning for me. Best of all, the meals are delicious. Each week includes a gluten-free plan, a paleo plan, and a one-hour prep plan for those weeks when life is extra crazy. The paleo plan is the one that we have been making. If you'd like to try out Prep Dish for 2 weeks for free, go to prepdish.com/aslobcomesclean. That's prepdish.com/aslobcomesclean. Eating healthy can be overwhelming, but letting Prep Dish do the planning for you will make it doable. I also want to be sure to tell you about the 5-Day Clutter Shakedown, which is not a sponsor. It's my own product that I have created. It is a video course, and I am loving hearing from people who have gone through it. I am especially loving hearing, not that I don't love hearing from all of you, but I especially love, I've gotten several notes recently from people who went through it, like someone who went through it with her husband. And she said, my husband watched the whole thing last night and he is on board and ready. And I'm like, oh my word, that is the best thing ever. And I think that's the beauty of video, and they're short. Okay. This is not, you know, these are like eight, most of them are around 8 or 9 minutes. And one of them, and there's only five, one of them I think is 13 minutes. So, you know, in less than an hour, you can watch all the videos. You don't have to do them, you know, one a day or whatever. But you can watch them together. I've also heard from people who've been watching them with their kids, and then the kids know, okay, this is the first step we're taking. And, you know, there is something, as a mom, I'll just tell you, there's always something nice about someone else laying out the plan on this kind of stuff. So I get to be that person for you. And I don't even cuss in the videos. Anyway, but I mean, you know, they are perfectly, completely appropriate for your kids. So, to get the 5-Day Clutter Shakedown, which is a $30 value, you can get it for free when you pre-order my next book, Decluttering at the Speed of Life. Just go to aslobcomesclean.com/bonus. I'll also put the link in the show notes. And that is where you can get the information on, where to pre-order. I mean, pre-order wherever you want, but you do have to fill out the form to get access to the course, to get your code, to make the course free for you. So, and you don't have to put in any payment information on the course. So I know for a lot of people that is incentive to go ahead and do something. Anyway, I hope you will do that and go ahead and get started tackling your clutter, and then you'll be ready for the book to come out. If I sound a little bit funny, I'm just going to tell y'all this is about the only talking I'm going to do today. I have been recording my audiobook for the last 2 days, and about 6 hours a day with breaks in there comes to about 4 hours of talking. And that's about all my voice can do. So I'm trying to not talk hardly at all today except for this, and then I will go back and finish up tomorrow. So anyway, I hope I'm doing an okay job on it. You know, it's pretty nerve-wracking, and it's strangely exhausting to sit there and read. And y'all, I am older than I was when I recorded the first one, because I now need reading glasses. And like the ones I brought, he had to go scrounge around and find size. He was like, oh, I've got lots of reading glasses here because a lot of people need them. Anyway, he had to go scrounge around and find some stronger ones because I needed stronger ones. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Here we go. We're talking about extras. So it is entirely possible that I have done a podcast before on extras. It's like super duper possible that I've talked about it before. But I'll just tell you what's made me think about it again. So one of the main things, I got a new Kindle, not because my old one died, but because I won it. Like, who wins a Kindle? I'm so super excited about it. I was like jumping up and down. I was so excited to get a new Kindle. Anyway, loved my old one. Love it still. And now I'm like, all these books that I've read on my Kindle, I say, okay, to my daughter, you need, of course, my kids all like paper books, which is fine. And I'm glad for that. As an author, I like it when people order my paper books. But anyway, so I have this and I'm like, hey, this book was really good. And like my husband, I've given him my old Kindle and said, here, read this book that I told you about and you kept saying you wanted to read. And anyway, but I wasn't going to give up my Kindle. So now I have two. But over Christmas, I had taken the other one so that my husband could read a book while we went out of town for a couple days. And we got back and I couldn't find my new Kindle. And so I, instead of tearing the house apart the way I would have before to find my Kindle. I mean, I can't be without my Kindle. I read every single day. That's how I go to sleep at night. I mean, I would have torn the house apart. That's what I've always done. When I can't find my Kindle, I'm not going to bed until I have found my Kindle. And yet, now I have two Kindles. So what did I do? I just used the old one. And that's kind of the thing about, I'm not advertising Kindles here. I'm just saying that that's one of the things you can do is you go to the book and it'll say, oh, do you want it to sync to where you've been reading on the other Kindle? And I'm like, yeah. Which you don't have to do if you're reading the same book as another person. But that's what I did because it was easier. And I was like, well, I know where this Kindle is. But guess what happens when I do that? I go for longer periods of time. Like it's not urgent for me to find my Kindle anymore. And when it's not urgent, then things seem to get more lost. I mean, I guess that's not physically like actual physics. I guess that's not really possible that they get more lost, except that they do. I mean, the longer it's been between when I could find it, when I had it in my hand, and when I actually run across it again, I think partly it's the distance of time from whatever it was that I was doing when I laid it down in some random place. That distance of time makes it that much harder to find something. And so I'll just be honest, you know, I think I've told this story before. I may have done a podcast on extras before. Who knows? Anyway, I'm really tired this week. My husband, when he loses the keys, we have this conversation a lot. He'll be like, oh, I've got to find those keys. And I'm like, why do you have to find those keys? Here's the other set. What is the big deal? He's right, y'all. I'm wrong. He's right. But that is my personality. I'm like, but in this moment, I'm ready to just get things done. We need to get to such and such place. And I want to just, I mean, here's extra keys. This is my make do, might as well go with the flow personality. I'm just going to take this and we're going to get this done. We're going to get to where we need to go. And yet when we don't find it, search and find it right away, well, then they just become that distance there makes them that much harder to find and that much less likely that we're going to find them anytime soon. So, you know, and I was thinking about the same thing with, we have three cars now, not because we're super duper rich, but, my in-laws, you know, my mother-in-law moved to an assisted living place near us and, she can't drive, but she and my father-in-law had purchased a Ford Escape, which they loved. And the reason that they bought it, the reason that they got rid of their old, you know, smaller car was that it was hard for her to get in and out of a little car, which is the same kind of car that I have. So this Ford Escape, they specifically purchased because it was so easy for her to get in and out of. She didn't have to climb up. She didn't have to go down, you know, whatever. So, so anyway, my father-in-law passed away. She can't drive. We're right here. And they said, here, why don't you take, the Ford Escape, y'all. And we just happened to have a kid turning 16. Y'all, my kid was never going to get a car when he turned 16. I mean, that's like what I've told my kids their whole lives. You know, we're not buying y'all cars when you turn 16. Don't think because you turn 16 that you're getting a car. That's crazy. Anyway, so we have three cars, which I am adamant is not his car. And he is adamant that we might as well call it his car. I mean, he's like, I know it's not my car, but we should totally call it my car because there's three cars and it's the one he's driving. Anyway, my point is, until he turned 16, we just had an extra car. And when I couldn't find my keys, I not only just, you know, which I don't actually lose my keys because of, you know, I have the automatic start thing, which is the best thing ever. But I know there were times where I couldn't find him, or I couldn't, my husband had taken the little car and I was supposed to take the Suburban and I couldn't find the Suburban keys. And so I would just take the Escape because we had a whole extra car instead of looking for it. Y'all, that's just how I roll. I'm like, okay, or I'm about out of gas in this car. So instead of working it into my day, like I would have had to without ever considering any other possibility, I'm like, oh, I'll just take the other car. I have issues, really, but I'm just saying this whole idea of extras, I used to never see any problem with extras. I thought having extra of something was just inarguably a positive thing. Like it never occurred to me that it was anything negative whatsoever about having extras of things. So therefore, I ended up with things like 15 black, 3/4 sleeve length, long cotton tops. Why? Because I like that. That's kind of, you know, if you know me, that's what I wear most of the time. But I don't need 15. But because I never thought there was ever any limit to how much I could have of something, I just would go and get more. Well, what's the problem with having that? Well, they don't all fit in my closet. So things that have changed that for me is, first of all, understanding that extras are not necessarily, okay. So I would look at it like this. First of all, I have to understand that it's not always a good, I can't just assume it's a great thing for me to have extras. But I also need to look at it as sometimes having extras is actually a bad thing. I know, right?
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I am so excited about my new digital picture frame from Aura. It is beautiful and it solves clutter problems. One frame that rotates, so it lets me display lots of photos. There's a new photo every 10 minutes. I am seriously delighted every time I walk by my beautiful Aura frame. Mom, I hope you're not listening because you are also getting an Aura frame for Mother's Day. I am going to customize the gift by preloading photos onto the frame. There's a super simple app that I can share with the whole family so they can add photos to my mom's frame too, anytime from wherever they are around the globe. I use the Aura app and I had everything set up for my frame in 2 minutes. You can upload an unlimited number of photos, invite others to share photos directly to your frame with no fees or memberships. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AURAframes.com. Use code CLEAN at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Sometimes having extras of something causes me to view that item as not worth me stopping and dealing with. For example, dishes. I got new dishes. I got some new, I think it's Corel, isn't it? And that, I had bought some, probably 6 plates or something a couple years ago. And I love those things. They're plain white. They're thin. I mean, they take up so much less space in my cabinet. But when I get new dishes, I used to never think that there was anything bad about having 6 extra plates. Like I would just add it to whatever I already had. I never stopped to think. I mean, there wasn't anything bad about it. It was only good to have more plates. But what happens when I have more plates? Well, when I have more plates, I don't have to do the dishes as often. And even though doing the dishes for me, if you're new here, I'm just telling you, I'm all about doing the dishes as a routine. That's the most basic place to start in getting your house under control. By the way, while I'm thinking about it, the Kindle version of How to Manage Your Home Without Losing Your Mind is $1.99 this month. Okay, so go get that if you don't have it. It's on Amazon. I think also the Nook deal and the iBooks and all that kind of stuff, they're all $1.99. But anyway, so when I have more dishes, the urgency is not also part of my motivation to keep my dishes done every day. Do you see what I'm saying? So I know in my head that I have to do the dishes every single day. I mean, I wrote a book about it. I do a podcast. I have a blog. I'm blah, blah, blah. I've done it all. I've told millions of people that this is the thing you have to do. I know it in my head. I absolutely do. But the simple fact is, it helps me also to have few enough dishes that I am visibly and physically and circumstantially, I'm making up all these words. I mean, I'm not making up the words, but I think they apply. Required to do my dishes every day. Having fewer dishes means I don't have a choice. I don't have a choice logically because I know if I do my dishes every day, my kitchen stays under control. Therefore, my house doesn't get crazy pants. There's no choice there. I don't let myself have a choice. But also physically limiting even the possibility of having a choice is helpful to me. Having fewer dishes is helpful. So when I get a new set of plates, where before I would have said, ooh, extras are always good. Extras are not always good. So what did I do? I did the one in, one out thing. I got rid of plates. The plates that I, of course, they were kind of cracked and not, I didn't have 6 for 6 to exchange, but I got rid of other plates so I could put those in there for the space of it, but also for the number of it. Because I mean, with Corel, honestly, it takes up so little space in my cabinet that I could have fit them. And the whole container concept, you know, it, I would have been fine because it was space for space. But the actual, I don't need to have these extra plates because the plates I was getting rid of, honestly, were just extras. That's all they were. They weren't pretty anymore. I wouldn't put them out for company. They were some I got for my wedding in 1999, like last millennium. But that, getting that, getting those things out of there means that I don't have a safety net of extra dishes. And because I don't have a safety net, that is just an extra physical required motivation for me to keep up with the habit that I already know makes a huge difference in my house. And that's to do the dishes every day. I can't fit 15 of pretty much the exact same black shirt in my closet. So that's the container concept. But what if I could? I still don't need those because the more, if I have huge excess of clothing, then I don't have to do laundry as often. And when I don't have to do laundry as often, well, then my laundry piles get completely, out of control and overwhelming. And it's overwhelming to me and I can't handle it. So I'm just saying I had to change my mindset of it's not always good to have extras. Okay. I can't just automatically go, oh, here's a black t-shirt. I love black t-shirts. All right. Cause you can't ever have too many black t-shirts, right? I mean, that's the kind of stuff I would say. And so I had to stop that and go, yeah, I actually can have too many. But then on the flip side of that, also to go, sometimes it's actually a bad thing for me to have extras because it does things like not make me look for my Kindle. Now, am I going to get rid of that second Kindle? No, I'm not. I'm just saying this is my natural tendency. Oh, well, I have 10 of these. Two, whatever. So I'm just going to use this one instead of looking for the other nine. And now the other nine are scattered around my house and now they're clutter and now it's whatever. Okay. So it's not always great to have extras. So the container concept stops my mindset issues with extras because I understand that there are limits in my house, limits in my space that I have available to how much stuff I can keep, but also my habits help with that as well. Okay. The 5-minute pickup is honestly the best. I mean, if that done consistently means that my purse is generally by the back door, because when there's a 5-minute pickup and my purse is laying in some random spot, well, then that goes to the back door. That's whoever it is. They know that's where mom's purse is. We are known. I'm telling you, I have told my dog so many times, if you could learn to find my purse, you would have earned your keep, but she also earns it just by being cute, but whatever. But the point is those habits help me not need the extras. Okay. And which also helps me let go of this idea that I need more. I need more. Okay. The habit of doing the dishes, that helps me relax and go, well, I will survive without extra plates. Or the habit of the routine of doing my laundry on Mondays, that helps me relax and go, yeah, I don't need that. I don't need 15 different black shirts because I'm never going to get to a point where 14 are dirty and I desperately need a black shirt. So that those routines help me in that. The 5-minute pickup means that top layer, you know, that layer of stuff that the house is clean and then life happens for 24 hours and things are not in their place anymore. Doing that 5-minute pickup puts everything back in its place, which means I'm not going to be losing the keys or the Kindle or whatever, because things are generally put away. Okay.
Normally being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Let's see. I had some other really, really valid things to say. I am really sorry if I'm rambling today. Okay, so frugality. This is something that all works together in it too, because a lot of times what I still have to fight against is if I see something that's something I need. I have a post on my blog from years ago about finding these really cool CD cases, which, you know, CDs aren't as big of a thing anymore. But I saw them at a garage sale. They were like brand new. And I thought, oh, I have been thinking I needed a CD case. Like I needed something. It was a little zippered thing and that would be perfect for me to take it in the car. I need a CD case. Here I am. I find one. It's at the garage sale. And yet this person was selling four or five of them for like 25 cents each. And I had known that I needed a CD case. But here, right in front of my face, appealing to the ridiculously frugal side of me, were extras. And I had been thinking I was going to pay $10 for one somewhere anyway. And now I can pay $1, $1.25 and get five. I didn't need five, but what is wrong with extras? Well, this was the thought process I had to think back through as I was decluttering and ran across a space in my home that had four unused CD cases. I didn't need five, but I had always thought about everything, basically. Well, I can't have too many of that. I can't have too many of anything, really. And so I had brought them all into my house. What did they turn into? They turned into clutter that I had to declutter. So what's the best way to cure yourself of this extras issue? Just like pretty much every other clutter issue collecting, the best way to cure it is to declutter, to go through these, to go through the pain of going, I cannot believe I am taking my time today to declutter this space and get rid of four CD cases that I never needed. And the irritation that I feel then helps me the next time I'm in a similar situation where I see this amazing deal and I only needed one, but I could actually get five for even less than I thought I was going to pay for one. It helps me go, wait a minute, wait. I remember this feeling before, and I remember the feeling of then decluttering that stuff and being so irritated with myself. So that decluttering is what changes that mindset stuff. Sometimes people say, you know, how do you actually change a mindset? Well, if it's a mindset that causes you to collect clutter, declutter. Declutter, and the feeling of frustration over the way that you've done things, for me personally, the way that I've done things before, that is what helps me change the mindset in the future. All right. Okay. Like two brown cardigans. So y'all know the one in, one out rule, right? The something coming in means if I'm going to maintain living below my clutter threshold, which means living with the amount of stuff that I'm able to keep under control easily. Okay. When my house starts getting out of control all the time, it's because I have too much stuff. I'm above my clutter threshold. But to stay, if I reach and I achieve my clutter threshold, to stay below that, to keep things consistently staying under control, I have to, as something new comes in, I have to have something else go out. Okay. But like I had a new brown cardigan that came in. I had an old brown cardigan, and they were different cardigans, but I personally don't wear a brown cardigan all the time. And so that one in one out rule helped me to go, wait a minute, even though before I would have looked at those two brown cardigans and said, well, they're different enough that wearing these two different things would be a different look. So yeah, what's the big deal? But knowing that one in, one out is like a fact of nature, it's just something I have to do to maintain this clutter threshold that I'm living under. Knowing that helps me look at it and go, wait a minute, I don't need an extra brown cardigan. It's not an automatic good thing to have another brown cardigan and to look at it and say, okay, I'm going to one in, one out this, because an extra is not a good thing. And the one in, one out is how I maintain living under this clutter threshold. I think that's all I'm going to say for today. I hope it made any sense whatsoever. Y'all are very kind if it didn't and you're still listening, but, I promise the audiobook so much more coherent. Because that, although I did find a typo and it's really, oh, but you won't know that on the audiobook. Okay. Cause it's already gone to printer. I was like, no. Anyway, the audiobook will be so much more coherent. You'll be able to listen for 6 hours and I won't be rambling. Anyway, go ahead. Oh, and you can pre-order the book on audible.com or wherever you buy audiobooks and use that as your pre-order to claim the pre-order bonus and get the 5-day clutter shakedown, which is also within the course. There's the videos, but then there is also an audio version of each one. So I ripped the audio from it so you can listen to the MP3 audio. You can also, if you like to read things, I have the transcripts. I had transcripts made of each of the videos so that you can read those. So anyway, go to aslobcomesclean.com/bonus and I will talk to you guys later.